Have you ever contemplated changing direction on this road of life we're all travelling along? Gee whiz, I have. Taking a random turn and taking the road less travelled. Choosing adventure and community connection over the hamster wheel. Well, my next guests have done just that. For the past few years, Scott and Florence Harrod have been travelling around the country on a mission to raise awareness for mental health. And I suspect they've also learnt some valuable life lessons along the way. I'm delighted to say they're in the studio this morning for a chat. Scott and Florence, hello and welcome.
Good morning, Sophie.
Now, Scott, I might start with you. It's been a difficult few months for you. You've had a little bit of ill health as well, but this has been a three-year journey that's only been shortly interrupted with your illness.
Yes, that's true. 3 years is... it's been an exciting 3 years, and we're more passionate about it now than when we first left. But late last year, unfortunately... I was rushed to hospital in Brisbane, where for more than 3 weeks I was questioned about whether I would live or die. I had a gallstone infection inside the hip joint, septicemia, and a blood clot from my stomach all the way down my left leg. But I'm very grateful to be here, and incredibly grateful to my beautiful wife, who endured in many ways more than what I had to endure. But the positive is that I'm here, and we're all about moving forward.
I mean, a terrifying experience, but you often hear from people who have experienced something like that, a near-death experience, that it gives you a new sense of perspective.
That's very true. That is a common suggestion. And for me, I think it was, I did have a, maybe not a new perspective, but a slightly... evolved perspective on what we want to do in the SAM project. And so I'm very, you know, it was very exciting to have this, not like a revelation, but it kind of was in some respect.
And Florence, we often hear of people that have decided to change the direction that they're taking in life and do something completely different. But logistics, let's talk logistics. 3 years ago when you decided to do this, what was involved and how difficult was it to make that change?
Well, it took us about a year to actually, and we had Excel spreadsheets all over the wall with all the things that we had to do, you know.
Nothing like a spreadsheet.
Exactly.
Death by Excel.
But, you know, you have to, we had to close our businesses. We had to sell everything we had or give it away. We had to, you know, we did a big leaving do party. I mean, it was, everything was just a full year of preparation. And I remember when we actually drove off and everything was done, I burst into tears, and I just, you know, looked back at that little truck we were in and thought, are we really, that's it, we left our beautiful, comfortable life, our, you know, beautiful apartment, and now we're in this tiny little place and that is it. So there was a moment, and but since then, you know, never looked back. Best thing we've ever done in so many ways.
And look, I have to ask, because of course the new thing at the moment is that, you know, all of these gurus and life coaches, they're all saying, if it doesn't give you pleasure, if it doesn't give you joy, just give it away. Does it work?
It's true. The more you lighten your load, and that's a metaphor, not just the physical, but our you know, what goes on in our heads. If we lighten our load, all we have left is who we are. And really, that's the beauty of life. Make it simple.
So it's one thing to change tack and potentially get out of the business or the work that you're in and try a different lifestyle. It's quite another to get onto the road and start travelling. What prompted that? Why did you want to do that?
Good question. The travel really was a consequence of what we wanted to do. It wasn't that we wanted to travel to do something. It was a realisation that mental health in this country is a serious and significant issue. And for us, in our observations, we saw two things. Firstly, we saw that most of the focus is on treatment. And that's fine, and no question about the importance of that. But what's not happening is prevention, real prevention. And so we decided that with our experience, with our love of people and wanting to help people, that was what we wanted to do. So... We just realized that to do that, we had to walk away from everything we had. So we sold everything we own and to found and fund the SAM project. So it was a very exciting journey 3 years ago, and it's more exciting now.
And I wonder too, if in that conversation around mental health, Florence, was it difficult to make that transition and become, if you like, a little bit of a gypsy? Did that impact on your own mental health there for a while? Did you struggle to make that adaptation?
Well, you know, a couple of things are really important for mental health. They're the two tangible things, and there are many others. But the two tangible are keep up your exercise, or start if you haven't, and appropriate nutrition to give your brain the right nutrients, you know, to have think good thoughts. It's actually, and the two are quite linked, physical and mental health. So we realized when we started that was a bit difficult to start with, to keep exercise and nutrition. And we would go to the occasional pub and all of that, which was meant, you know, have pub food and cook a little less healthy than we would at home. And then we realized after 3 or 4 months that our mental health was going down a bit. And we just put the two together and went, that's it. We have to do our exercise. It doesn't matter if we are out. It's cold out there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Let's get out, you know, skip with a rope and do our push-ups and do what we do. And since then, maintaining good exercise and nutrition has really helped maintaining that good mental health on the road.
And Scott, you also often talked, when I talk to people who have done a lot of traveling, they say it's the time between the, I guess it's the time along the journey. It's the time when you've got moments of contemplation, where you've got moments where you can just sit and absorb what's going on around you. They're the really significant times in the trip. It isn't necessarily the tourist stops and the highlights.
Yeah, that's incredibly true. And for us, that's, you know, as it's brought us to this point where we are in the SAM project, you know, we've pulled over by the roadside, opened our cafe, and people have come around to talk, and they've shared with us their experiences about their own personal mental health concerns. We've been to schools, we've been to communities, and we've conducted mental health education talks, and we've listened to the people there. And we've also observed to see what is actually happening within the mental health industry, where you know, the focus really is from all the providers, it's about treatment. And then we've left that. And, you know, it's that moment of contemplation that has helped us realize that if we don't start to think about prevention, real prevention, and in fact, this is the elephant in the room. You know, 1 in 5 Australians on an annual basis has a mental health issue. 75% of those, 75% start during adolescence. So
they're staggering statistics.
It's staggering.
And of course, we're talking about the full spectrum from anxiety, depression, stress, right through to serious mental health issues.
And everywhere we go, people are, you know, they're criticizing this, they're criticizing that. And that's fair, because that's their perspective. And that's what they're involved in. And that's great. But our perspective is about helping people. So we start to see things a little bit differently. And so when we, you know, that number of 75, you know, the adolescent issue really hit us squarely in the face, and we realized that in order to have prevention, we need to start much earlier than adolescent, you know, it needs to start earlier than that. And so that's where we've brought our focus and attention to, is to trying to help parents of very young kids realize the pressures on their kids from the earliest of age, how they can help them. And if I drew a picture, if everyone understands the image of a pregnant woman, and they see a pregnant woman, they go, well, that is vulnerability, that is concern, that is our, equally, that is our future. If we sat down and we wrote down all of the issues that will come to bear on that child, and we look at the statistics of mental illness today, we prevention is really, what can we do to help that parent help that child? That's real prevention. Rather than waiting for that child to become an adolescent, develop anxiety and depression and go, okay, here's medication.
My guests in the studio of ABC New South Wales this morning, Scott and Florence Harrod, who are part of the SAM project and pretty much changed their whole lives 3 years ago and took to the road to share the messages around mental health. And Florence, one of the big ones that we're often hear from our listeners across the state and across Australia is the lack of services available in the bush. What are you hearing? What are you seeing out there when you talk to people?
The same thing. from everyone, and with, you know, with a lot of examples. So coming back to what Scott said, we can offer more services, and of course that's needed. But if we also help reduce the statistic and have less people needing those services, that's working both ways, from the top and from the bottom, from the people as well.
And you mentioned diet and exercise and community are all important parts of that.
Absolutely, nutrition and exercise are the two tangible ones, but there's so many intangible that are as important, like gratitude. You know, it's a word we use it a lot in the yoga studio, but it actually means a lot. It's being really grateful and thankful for what you have, not what you don't have or could have or others have, but what you have. Mindfulness, you know, taking time to actually live the life that you live. All the things around meditation, breathing. Even before coming into the studio, I had, you know, took 3 minutes to breathe through my mild anxiety about being here, and that really helped me be calm now. So all these things are simple but actually work in real life. And a very big one, to get out of your own self. You know, there's things you can do, like helping others or having a project or something that's bigger than yourself. It can be a spiritual meaning. All of these things really, really help with good pillars of mental health.
All right, got it. Don't forget to breathe. 5 minutes to 11 on ABC New South Wales. And Scott, I think possibly one of the biggest messages that we're getting out of not only your experiences, but what we're seeing with the amazing resilience in the face of adversity that so many Australians, particularly in rural areas, are going through at the moment. Of course, we're seeing the terrible footage and the terrible photos and stories coming out of northern Queensland at the moment with the floods. We've got extraordinary devastation in parts of the state right now, and New South Wales still around the drought. And it does seem that small acts of kindness and being part of the community are just so important to keeping everybody afloat.
Look, there's no question about that, and that's one of the great things about being an Australian. You know, everywhere you go, there are compassionate people and there are volunteers. I think per capita in Australia, we have more volunteers than everywhere else in the world. But if I can just digress slightly, is that there will always be droughts. There will always be floods. That's what this country is based on. And so we need to think, you know, when it is devastating now that we have the effects of mental illness that we have because of these events. But what we need to do is realise that there will always be droughts, there will always be floods. What are we going to do about helping the future farmers better prepare themselves for these circumstances that will present themselves? That is prevention. We need to start talking about prevention in order to really help the youth of today not fall into this, you know, this terrible statistic. Just as it is bad for there are droughts, the statistic of mental illness is in many ways, you know, it's a human issue that we need to address as a society.
All right. Well, hopefully this morning there's some people out there listening now who have stopped and taken a moment to think about what we're talking about today. It's so very important. Now, Scott and Florence Harrod, if people want to find out more about the SAM project and where you're travelling at the moment, what should they do?
You can contact our website, which is samproject.com.au. Yes. Equally, there is a link on that website to our Facebook page. And we recommend that's the best approach to do that. And on our website, you can either send us an email, and our phone numbers are on our website, so you can contact us through that medium.
Fantastic. And we've actually had a text through from Anne at Wallaga Lake saying, "My very best wishes to Florence and Scott as they continue on their journey. Have met them twice in Bega and Bermagui. They are beautiful and caring people." So there you go, a little act of kindness. Thank you very much, Anne, for spreading some light on that.
Thanks,
this morning.
Anne.
And thank you very much, Scott and Florence, for coming in today, and safe travels.
Thank
Many
you very
thanks,
much.
Sophie.